Okay, we are up to Perek Nun Tes in Sefer Yeshayahu. This Perek takes a little break in between the Haftorahs that we have been used to, of the Shiva Dinachemta, which we find ourselves in the midst of. We had a few of them already, but now Perek Nun Tes takes a break. Perek Samach gets back to Parshas, the Haftorah for Parshas Kisavo in Kumi Ori Kiva Orech. That is afterwards. But now we just finished up the Haftorah for Yom Kippur and Perek Nun Tes. This Perek is about Tochacha. Yeshayahu is giving Tochacha to Klal Yisrael, again, meant for any generation, his generation and all generations, starting off with the continuation of the previous pasuk, of Perek, where we were blaming HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Why doesn't he listen to us? We're fasting, we're doing this. So this Perek starts off with, don't blame God. Realize that it's all our fault, and it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fault. That is the first half of the Perek. The last part of the Perek is a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what, even if it's not deserving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us at a future moment in history, as we're going to have a couple of psukim here in these prakim, which deal with the fact that even if we haven't merited, there is a time that Hashem has set that Mashiach and Geula is all going to occur. That's what Yeshayahu HaNavi tells us thousands of years ago, even before the first Churban happened. So the Perek starts off. Perek Nuntes. Hein lo katzro yad Hashem me'oshia. Hashem's hand is not too short, too small from saving. V'lo kavda azno mishmoa. And his ear is not too heavy from hearing. Hashem can do it. Don't think it's out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. Ki em avonoseichem hayu mavdilin. Beneichem levein alokeichem. Your sins are what's being mavdil between you and your God. V'chatoseichem histiru panim mechem mishmoa. And your sins have hidden God's face from listening to you. The Malbim, classically, again, to know the Malbim on every pasuk, he goes through the etymology and the difference in phrases. We pick out a few here and there, but one should know that if one wants to really go through the Malbim, you have to go through it slowly and carefully every pasuk. But here's another example. Why he says, what's the difference between Avon and Chet? The first pasuk says an Avon creates a wall between us and Hashem, and a Chet turns God face away. Seems like something less. Explains the Malbim. The Avon are those that are based on Sibas Kfira Vahachasha. Those are like anti-Lahachis. Zehu Kir Mavda Lagamri. That's a full-blown wall. We can't see God and God can't see us. That type of sin stops any type of kurva. But then we have the second pasuk, v'chato seichem, a chayt out of taiva, says that's not kfira, so that's, God turns away, but he didn't leave. V'zeiro mavdil bein ha'adam uvein Hashem, rakim mastirim p'nei Hashem, bal yishmat sa'akasam. That's a much different type of chayt. That's the difference between the avonot, which are mavdil beinenu, and the chatos that are mastir panim mikem. Number one. Number two, Rav Soloveitchik writes in the first piece in Al HaTshuva, where he discusses the power of chet and what it does. Obviously, the power in a negative way. Rav Soloveitchik writes that a chet is mechayev and is mitameh. A chet not only is mechayev and onesh, but it's mitameh. It defiles us. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, doesn't punish us right away, as the Mesil Shisharim writes towards the beginning of the Sefer, what the power of rachamim is, but it Hashem won't punish us, but the chet will still lower us and defile us. Ein chet b'li onesh, he says, number one. But then there is tumas achet. Hatuma nefechas lechelik miishiyuto shel achote. Hachet kamo ma'avir es hakeser elokim yarosho. It takes away our godly crown. Upogea b'shleimuso haruchanit. Right, that's tuma. So when we do tshuva, we have to also have the double. We have to have mechila, and we have to have kapara. That's where he talks about it in the context of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a mechaper and a mitaher. Those are the two lasharas he uses. Because the tara is to bring us back to our previous state as if we didn't sin. That's the part of tshuva we can't fathom. That even if we say, I'm sorry, it still happened. But Hashem makes it, gives us tara, it's as if it didn't happen. That's also alluded to here. Your sins are mavdil. Right? It's not just the mechayev that we owe a punishment, but it defiles us, it dirties us, it sullies us. That is what the Yeshayahu HaNavi is talking about. It's the sins. And now a number of sins are listed. Rabbi Schwab mentions that this is meant for all generations. Just fill in the blank, whatever sins are prevalent in that generation. Ki kapeichem nigoalu badam, our hands are covered with blood. Vespo seichem ba'avon, and our fingers are always pointing in sin. Sifso seichem dibru sheker l'shonchem avlatege, our lips are speaking falsehood. Our tongues are full of avla. Ein kore b'tzedek ve'ein nishpat be'emuna. There's no one who's calling in tzedek. There's no one giving tochacha. What does that mean? There's nobody learning Torah. There's nobody knows anything. No, it could be that even if somebody knows, but they don't want to, they're embarrassed to, they don't feel comfortable giving tochacha. Ein kari b'tzedek, right? The Gemara already says, one of the Amorim says, it's very hard to give proper tochacha. Very hard. But again, it's a mitzvah, like all mitzvahs, one of the 613. We have to realize that this is something that we need to do and we need to listen to. We've mentioned in the past the beautiful Ha'ara of the Smak. Besides the mitzvah that all the Monia mitzvahs quote, the mitzvah of Tochacha, the Sefer Chinuch counts this in mitzvah Reish Lamid Tes, mitzvah 239, Lahochiach Echad Mi Yisrael Sheino Misai Keshura. It's a mitzvah to give Tochacha, to give rebuke to a fellow Jew that is not acting properly. Bein Bedvarim Shivin Adam Lachavero, O Bein Adam Lamakom. Shenemar Hocheach, Tochiach Esam Isecha, Velosisa Alav Chet. Do it in a way that doesn't embarrass him, right? Velosisa Alav Chet. But that is the mitzvah. And the Sefer Chinuch says, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, because we care about each other. Not just to return our physical lost items, but our spiritually lost items. We have to try to bring them up. We have to try to inspire them. That's the mitzvah of Tochacha. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik writes, we've quoted this also in the peace logic of the heart, logic of the mind. Tochacha is from the word lahochiach, to prove. What do you mean to prove? When we give Tochacha, we prove to the person that they are better than what they're doing and how they're acting. Right? This is beneath them. That's what real tochacha is, trying to prove and show them who the real person is. Right? The ani inside of each person that has so much power and so much potential. Right? Every Rav Aaron Soloveitchik writes, we learn from this that within every person there are two personalities. In every individual there is the ideal personality, aspiring towards that which is sacred, noble, worthy. And simultaneously, every person is moved by certain animal instincts, which lead him or her to sinful acts. Right? And therefore, we have to try to prove that, to raise them up and say that this is that you have a spark of a tzelem elokim in you. And that's what real tochach is all about. But the smak, getting back now, the smak says there's another mitzvah counting. The smak in mitzvah number 10, mitzvah number 9, he counts as a mitzvah to accept tochacha. A mitzvah on the recipient. The Rambam does not count this. He quotes this from the pasuk in Dvarim, Lamul Arlas Lev, to circumcise the foreskin of the heart. Shenemar Umaltim Es Arlas Lavavchem. Pirish Leahov Es Atochachos. That's a hard mitzvah. V'leahov Mishichichenu, and thank the person. Thank you for giving me Tochacha. Umitzvah Zuyesh Lav, also a Lav, V'arpachem Lo Takshu Od. Don't be so harsh, but that's the mitzvah of Tochacha. Right, who is the... Even if sometimes we know it's a mitzvah not to give tochacha if it's not going to be heard. But if there's a chance, we have to try to do it in a soft way possible. If Saratz gets out, amazingly, you think about Yisro, right? The Gemara Masechta Sota, though, when Paro had his cabinet meeting and decided to get rid of the Jews, right? The final solution in Mitzrayim. So, you know, Eov and Yisro and Bilam was there. Bilam gave the advice. See, he was killed. Eov, he was quiet. See, he was Nidam B'Yisurin. Yisro gave tochacha. What, to Paro? It really was going to be listened to? And what happened? He ran away. That's where it led to. And what happened to Yisro? What happened? Dore Doros of Tzadikim. Dore Doros of amazing families. Why? Because he gave Tochacha. And he stood up and he helped. Obviously, this was even Paro. But Shari Nigzra Gzera, the Api Atzas Bilam Levada. Volom wrote Kalela, Zacha Shekarvo Amakam Lavodaso, Viniz Gayer, Ubiribanav Joshu Kasad Hezra Blishas Akazis, Vago Bishvil Mecha Ilmit. So we have to realize that has to be done also. There is another pshat, the Targum on this Pasuk, says, Ein Kori B'Tzedek means, Al Less Demitzli, right? Less Demitzli B'Kshot. They're not davening properly. Maybe that means people aren't davening with emunah. Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol asher yikra uhu ve'emes. Hashem listens to those who are emesdik in their davening. Ain't korav tzedek. Right? There's no one that's davening properly. No one really believes in their tefillah, says Yeshayahu. Okay, we go back to the psukim. Ve'nishpat be'emunah. There are no proper judges. But toach al tohu. The people rely on nothingness. People put their bitachon in Adam, Abasar Adam, V'daber Shav, Haro Amo V'Holed Oven, and they give birth to sins. The Radak says it's the thoughts and the actions. We continue. Beit Zitzif Oni Bikeyu. They open up eggs of dangerous poisonous snakes. V'kure Akabish Yarogu. They sow spider webs. Ha'ochel Me'etzeyam Yamus V'azur Tibaka Efe. If you eat the egg, if you squeeze the egg, you're going to get killed. Kure Mo'yil Beged. And their spider webs, they don't last. They're very temporary. And they won't be able to be clothed. What does all this mean? Says the Rashwa. Maybe this is all referring to antithetical ideologies to Torah. And that's why these eggs, these new things that were given birth to over the centuries, right, all different ways of thought, so many of them are antithetical to Torah, right? That's what he's saying. And if you get caught in it, then it's finished. It's finished and we're done and we lose all of our ruchnius. And that's the kureyam also, the spider webs. They're not eternal. They put up a spider web and then after it does a little bit, then it's done and people walk into it and it just fades away. It's not eternal. The only thing that's eternal is service of Hashem, of Torah and mitzvot. That's Rabbi, we have, Zevid's beautiful thought in Parshas Emor, where he discusses nothing in this world is permanent. Nothing is permanent, right? Sometimes it will take 10 years to wear out, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, but there's nothing nitzchi. Kol davar hu hoveh v'nifsad. Nivra v'haya v'asili batel mimitziyuto. Right? Everything. There's only one thing that doesn't even have a temporary moment. Right? Everything exists and then it doesn't exist. There's one thing in life that has nothing, and that is time. Time itself does not exist. The second it's here, it's not here anymore. So it's the worst on the one hand, but on the other hand, it could be the one that remains for eternity. Nothing in this physical world remains for eternity. Time can't have. If we fill up our time with Torah and mitzvos and proper service of God, so then that stays forever. That's the opposite of these spider webs that Yeshayahu Anavi is talking about. Kuram lo yil abeged, v'lis kasum ma'aseyem, nothing. Ragleyem laraya rutsu, your legs run to evil. V'maharu l'shpoch dam naki, and we run to spill blood, to do averus, maybe our own blood. Machshavos seyem, machshavos oven, shod v'sheva b'msilosam. We make paths of sin. Derech shalom lo yodou. We don't know any what peace means. We're always fighting. Vei mishpah b'maglosam. Right, and there's no justice on all of our paths. Right, kol dorech b'lo yodou shalom. Right, so much. We do so many things. Hashem says, you know what? Al kein rochak mishpah mimenu. That's why there's no justice. V'lo tasigenu tztaka. Nekava la'or. You look for or, you look for light somewhere else, not in the or of the Torah, and it's just darkness. We're just walking in darkness. We're like the blind walking against the wall. We're not looking in the right places. Without eyes. It's the middle of the day, we're walking in darkness, and we don't know what we're doing. The first part is talking about it's our sins. Now this is a generation where we recognize it's our sins. It's our sins. And now the Nishayo continues. All of these sins are a desecration and a denial of God. What do you mean a denial of God? Explains the Radak. Because all of the sins of lack of peace and lack of judgment, right, and stealing, right, it's all a denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kishayachash ish b'chaveiro, kilo mechach ish b'Hashem. Right, that's the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, which Rashi quotes in Mishpatim, right? Why is Geneva worse than Gzela? Right, Gzela is done out in the open, Geneva is done in private. Mechmei mahechmira Torah began of Yosemi Gazlan. Amr Lahen, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ze hishva kvod eved l'kvod kono, v'ze lo hishva kvod eved l'kvod kono. Right, at least a Gazlan doesn't care about people, doesn't care about God. When it comes to a Ganav, he cares about people, he doesn't care about God. Right, and that's the message here. Pashov akachesh b'shem, it all ends up being ben adam l'makom. V'nasog me'achar elokeinu, it brings you distance from God. Daber oshek v'sara, right, you speak evil, turning things away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We continue. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Yodalit, Ki kashla barachov emes. Emes is faltering in the street. There's no emes. And the next Pasuk, Fatiha emes naderes. Emes has disappeared. So emes might mean, like some say, Torah, Torah, Torah's emes, but it could be based on the Medrash. The Medrash and Bereishis talk about the natural state of human beings is a lack of emes, right? We have to overcome that. But really, a person has difficulty, right? That's the Medrash. The Medrash of Brachos. Actually, where's this? Where is it? Here, says the Medrash. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes this in Parshas Brachos. Amar Rabbi Simon, B'shar Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levaros Adam HaRishon. When Hashem wanted to create Adam, Na'asu Malachei HaShareis Kitim Kitim, V'chaburos Chaburos. The Malachim came into groups. Mehem Omrim Al Yivra. Umehem Omrim Yivra. Some say great idea, some say terrible idea. Who said what? Says the Medrash. Chesed Omer Yivra. Shugom Al Chasadim. Right, man, it's such a Baal Chesed. MS Omer? Here's our MS, Al Yivra. Shekulo Shkarim. It's the natural state of man. Tzedek Omer Yivra, Shuoset Stakos, Shalom Omer Al Yivra, Tekule Ktata. 2 on 2. What did Hashem do? Noto MS, Vishlicho La'aretz. He took MS, he threw it to the land. Hadu Dechsiv, Vatashlich MS Artsa. The Malachim said, what are you doing? Hashem says, MS, Me'aretz Titzmach. What does that Medrash mean? Good question, not for now. We've quoted that in the past, but at least the pashtus is MS, is a midah that we all need to follow. It's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here, in so many generations, says the Yeshayahu, it's not there. Vati emes nederes, v'sar me'ra mishtolel. And the one who tries to go away from Ra, he's looked at like a fool. Vayar Hashem, and now the end of the parak starts. Vayera be'enav ki'en mishpat. It's bad in Hashem's eyes that there's no mishpat. Meaning, it's enough already. We don't deserve it, but there's going to come a time that Hashem has to come. Vayar, the next few psukim are various pshatim given in the mafarshim, how to understand them. Vayar ki einish. What is Vayar ki einish? He sees there's nobody that's worthy. He sees that the Jewish nation as a whole maybe is not worthy. Vayish tomeim, he is shocked. Ki ein mafgia. Hard possibly to translate. Hashem is shocked. Hashem knows everything before it happens. What does it mean? Hashem is shocked. Ki ein mafgia. There's nobody to daven. There's nobody to stand up for us. What exactly does that mean? So it's obviously, it's put into our language that it's not that he's shocked, but it's taken so long. Rav Schwab says Hashem's plan would have been if we would have done mitzvahs earlier, Gula would have come earlier. But that was it. That's the way it was. Vatosha lo zroa, but there's going to come a time where his arm is going to be bring the salvation. Vitzivkaso hi samachasu. The Radak here quotes an issue that we know of, that we find many psukim in the Torah and in the Navi and in Chazal that give opposite impressions. Whether the Geula is only going to come when we deserve it, or the Geula is going to come no matter what. So the Radak says you got to kind of put everything together. That even if we don't deserve it, Hashem's going to force us to kind of be inspired. And at the end of the day, we're going to do it. Rather, Radak says, but sanu betorah v'shavta Hashem alokecha v'shamata b'kolo v'shav Hashem alokecha shavuzcha v'kashte misham. And here we have the Pasuk of Yishev, Vayar ki einish. There's nobody. Vatosh lo zrash, that's going to bring the salvation, even though we don't have anything. V'zachayti lebris v'shonim, nira ki b'chesed hakel, u'bizchus avos yatsu, lo bizchusam. So the Radak says, you got to put it all together. The Chazal were bothered by this. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Ches. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein b'david ba ela b'dar shekul zakai, ela b'dar shekul achayiv. Right, b'dar shekul achayiv, our Pasuk. Vayar ki ein ish, vayish tomeim ki ein mafgia. B'dar shekul ozakai, v'yameh kulam tzadikim, la'olam yirshu aretz. So again, we're going to have this in the next parak too. Be'ita achishena, right? There are different possibilities. But either way, this is an issue. And obviously, we're not going to know. We got to do our best. As the Rambam writes, we have to do our best. Torah and mitzvahs, and Hashem has it all figured out when Mashiach is going to come. We continue. Vayil bashtaka kashir yona. The mashal is given. Hashem's going to gird himself like put the armor on. V'kova Yeshua barosho. Right? This is the pasuk on Rosh Hashanah. Not the pasuk, the phrase that we say on Rosh Hashanah, Ma'ateyu Kina, right? Levusho Tzedakah comes from this pasuk. Vayilbash Bigdei Nakam, he'll put on the vengeful clothing. Vayat Kameil Kina. Kal Gumulos, Kal Yishalim, Hashem will repay all of our enemies. Gumul La'ayvav, and the whole world will realize. Viyiru Mima'arav et Shem Hashem, Umiz Hashem et Shaeskvodo, Kiyavo Kanar. So it'll be like a river, like a raging river, right? Will be the Nakama that Hashem takes. The last two psukim of the Perek are very famous. Uval et Zion goel, and finally there will be a goel coming to Zion. We then say every morning, Ulushave Fesha Biyakov, and to those who do tshuva. So maybe it's going to come automatically, and that will lead tshuva to happen. Ne'um Hashem, Va'anizos Berisi, my bris. What's the bris here? Is it the Torah? Is it the connection that we have? V'brisi Osam Amar Hashem, I have a covenant with them, says Hashem. Doesn't matter what happens, I'm never leaving. Ruchi Esher Alecha, my ruach, the agreement that we made, Udvar Esher Santi Beficha, my words, the Torah. Liamushu Mepicha, Omipi Zaracha, Omipi Zera Zaracha, Amar Hashem, Me'ata V'ad Olam. The words of the Torah are always with you, no matter what. The Mishnah Berurah says, when we say this every morning, we should have special kavana for our children, that our children should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Based on this pasuk, Le'mushu Epicha Mibi Zaracha, right? He's alluding to, obviously, the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, on Daf Pehei, that any family that has three generations straight, it's never going to leave. Calls you Tamar Chacham, Ubino Tamar Chacham, Ben Bino Tamar Chacham, Shuv Ein Tar Posek Is Mizaro. La'olam, Shenemar, Vanizos Brisi, Le'mushu Epicha, Umibi Zaracha, Maybe Zera Zaracha, Amar Hashem, Yatavar Allah. My Amar Hashem, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Arev Lecha, Bedavar Zeh. My Me'atav Yad Olam, Torah Mechazeres Alachsan Yishalom. That is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Da'afei, Po, right here! It never leaves! The Torah never leaves. The question is that, what do you mean? Sometimes we see it does leave. You can have three generations and then it does leave. It means, as the Mefarshim explained, it's easier. Doesn't mean it's Vadai. It's easier as long as the people are ready to accept it. The descendants. Doesn't mean that it's automatic. In the Ruach Chaim, Chaim Yivalajin, on the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, of Torah is not Yerushalacha, in the second parak, he quotes his brother, Reb Zalman, when he was a child, when he's 6 years old, that he asked, Shalas Achinu Agon, he asked our older brother, Reb Simcha, says, the Torah is Mechazeres, after three generations. We're all children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right, so why does the Torah leave a lot of Jews? We're all descendants. The answer is, as we just said, it's a little easier. Doesn't mean that it's impossible. But that's the message here. Rav Schwab also discusses that this pasuk is alluding to the fact that the time in the future, there's going to be a time when we're all going to do tshuva, and we're all going to come back, and he discusses, you know, that itself is a philosophical question. Isn't the goal of life to overcome a yetzer? And there are many sources, based on psukim and Yeshayo and elsewhere, that when Mashiach comes, we're not going to have such yetzer hara, and we're going to want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all of our hearts. So why exactly is that going to be the goal? So he says that somebody told him that Rav Dessler asked this to the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim says, it is, yes, personally true that one gets more schar if one conquers the Yetzer Hara, but you know what? The greater good is to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu known throughout the world. The answer Chafetz Chaim gave was, the greatest good for all of mankind is the universal recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one and only God. This condition will prevail in the world when Mashiach comes, and it outweighs all other considerations. The tzaddik is willing to sacrifice even his own spiritual growth to achieve the highest of all goals. Right? This is the Rav Schwab about talking about the future. But again, we have to realize that's the destiny and the goal of all of history. One final point. In the Divrei Harav, Rav Schechter writes, quoting from the, he heard from the in the name of Rav Yosef Shalom Kahaneman, who once was with the Chafetz Chaim, and he said, the Chafetz Chaim was bothered by this pasuk, right? What does it say, Vanizos? We can put this into the Kavana every day. Vanizos Brisi Otam. What is Hashem saying? I have a covenant with them. What should it say? Itam. What is it? Otam? On them? Them? Like they're the object? What's those Brisi Osam? Explains the Chafetz Chaim, Hashem, as we know, Kafalei Makagigas, Hashem forced it upon us. It wasn't just one generation. Hashem forces the Torah upon the Jews. Even if there are Jews that try to get rid of the Torah and try to be distant from the Torah, maybe it'll last one generation. Maybe it'll last two. Maybe it'll last three generations. But there's going to come a time when the Torah is going to come back. Brisi Osam. It's there. Afilu Amishu Yirta Levrach Ulishami Mena Torah Mena Mitzvahs. And the Chafetz Chaim gave many examples of people who were so anti-Torah and hated it all, and so anti-self-hating Jews, and eventually their children, their grandchildren. Right? The Gemara says, the Gemara in Gittin, Mebnei Banav Shal Haman, Mebnei Banav Shal Sancherev, Lamdu Torah Bebnei Brak. And we know there are many examples of this, and he quotes that Rav Soloveitchik also gave other families in America, that the grandfather was such a reform, a chiloni legamrei. And look at the grandchildren, look at the great-grandchildren. That's all this promise that Yeshayahu tells us, Vanizos Brisi Osam. I forced it on them once, and I'm never leaving, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, there's a lot here, but we'll have to stop, and Hashem will continue next time, into the 60s, with Perek Samach on the horizon.